like having a chance to watch some video, I'm sure, this morning and go through your team meeting. What did you guys learn from last night's game that you can take into game two here tomorrow?
Oh, there's some things we can tighten up a little bit, defensively, but for the most part, you know, did a lot of really good things. There's a lot we can build off of and get after it again tomorrow night. Well, they're all unique, you know. O'Reilly's, you know, arguably the best face-off man in the league, so we're going to start on the forecheck a lot, and that's not a slight against Shea. That's just a fact. Schenner plays a real hard game, and Tarasenko is one of the best snipers in the league. So you take a shift off against those guys, you're going to dig the puck out of your net, and I'm sure they feel the same way against us. So our job against that line is to make them turn, make them break the puck out, try to wear them out that way. Do that for seven games, and we did our job. You know, it was a stalemate last night. They had three power plays, we had one. Obviously, we want to score every night, but there's more to it than just that. And that was part of our job last night. The shot Scheife had, you know, that's one he's going to bury more often than not. You know, we cracked a few posts again last night too. Those are ones we typically see go in. It didn't go that way last night, but you know, those are things you build off of. You don't lose sleep over those, because you get a look like that for 55 that time of the game. You know, we do that over and over again. We're gonna see that go in the net more often than not.
Blake, can you tell us what would happen in the third period there with the losing the lead? It's something that seems to have happened to the Jets a lot in this season. Can you tell us a little bit about what caused that? What happened?
Yeah, you know, they scored a goal to tie the game, and then they scored another goal to win it late.
But why did that happen? Why do the Jets seem to have this pattern of losing their leads in the third?
I think it's just a strange coincidence, my friend.
Blake, can you offer a thought on the kind of fire we saw in Patrick Laine's eyes after he scored the goal last night? That seems to be a real energy in there that maybe, I don't want to say was missing, but he was struggling to find late regular season.
Well, he's a goal scorer, you know. That's what he gets out of bed to do every day, is score goals. And when you're not scoring goals, it's tough. So, you know, that was probably the best way that series could have started for us. Get him on the board, get him feeling good. I thought he played a great game. So the more times we can find that guy putting the puck in the net, the better our team's going to be.
So your team plays a good game. You don't win. Things to build off of, right? But it's also a 2-0 series deficit at home is pretty crippling, and we all know that. Can you talk to us about the difference between, you know, urgency and desperation, but not freaking out because you lost a game?
Who was the last team to go 16-0 in the playoffs? Has it ever happened? So we didn't expect to do that. And the playoffs are so much about how you control your emotions. You know, you win a game and all of a sudden you feel like you're going to win the Stanley Cup, and you lose a game and you feel like you got no chance. So the good teams find a way to manage those emotions. The team that won it all last year was a crossbar away from going 3-0 in the first round. You know, Tampa set, they tied the NHL record for wins this year, and they're down 0-1. There's so much parity in the league that you can't, you know, if you're going to be devastated by a loss or even two losses, you have no business expecting to win a Stanley Cup. So how we're going to manage that is we're going to learn from, you know, the things that we did well last night, some of the things we can do better tomorrow night to try to get the outcome we're looking for. Show up excited, show up and work the way our team knows how to work. And if, God willing, we aren't able to win that game, or we win that game, you know, we're going to manage it the exact same way going into St. Louis. So clearly, we'd like to leave tomorrow night 1-1 going into their building. But there's so many things you can control, and we're going to control all those things, come with the right attitude tomorrow night and just work our tails off. We think that's going to be enough.
Speaking of tomorrow night, 8:30 face-off, how does that change your guys' routine? I know you had a couple last year, so what did you learn from that experience of the later face-off and managing your preparation?
Well, the other team has to do it too. We'll play at midnight. Doesn't matter.
Blake, Paul thought the one when they tied it, maybe things got tight.
A couple more, guys.
How did you sense that in the third?
When they tied it? Well, there's so, I mean, momentum swings are, you know, I mean, in the first period when we went up 1-0 and we were all over them, you know, it's just, it's a product of momentum this time of year, you know. They're down 1-0. They don't really have a whole lot in that game, and all of a sudden now it's tied, and that changes the way they play a little bit too. So I didn't sense a whole lot of tightness on our team. I think you have to stave off some of that momentum that a team generates when they score a big goal. It's just a natural part of the game. You know, you get through that 5-minute block and you're able to kind of change it going the other way. You know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get that next goal last night, and they were. Just get it by him, you know. The times we got it by him, we got a lot of zone time. I mean, it places a little bit more of a premium on how we enter the zone. You know, you got to be cognizant that if you throw a soft one around the boards, he's going to stop it, and that hurts your forecheck. But you know, there's also times you can use that. You know, you get him out of his net and you get it by him. You know, we did some really good things after we did that. So it's just a little detail that we got to be aware of, and, you know, nothing we haven't seen. I mean, pretty much nowadays, most goalies are playing the puck pretty well.